Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. You heard Elisa Solomon a few moments ago sort of compare what's happening on Broadway to the WikiLeaks thing, where everyone wants to get in and get the information out there early, even though the show's only in previews. Well, we're talking now about a different kind of leak. Like those early bird blog reviews on Broadway, music critics have usually been asked to hold their reviews until the official release date, their version of opening night. But mainstream publications, although they will usually honor these release dates, are now being swamped by bloggers and websites that are trying to get it first, get it fast. The new Kanye West album that you're hearing, a good example of that. And as the times are changing, we're going to talk to Franny Kelly about it. She is the editor of the NPR blog The Record. Franny, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you.
I have to ask, you know, I understand the reason why a Broadway producer doesn't want critics, you know, reviewing their show when it's in previews, because they're still in the process of making it, you know? Why send a radio station or a newspaper a finished product and then tell them you can't play it or you can't review it for another 2 weeks?
Well, I think they want to be building hype, right? They want people to have time to write the review and then give a considered opinion and put it in context.
Mm-hmm.
But I think sort of getting something out to an audience is a little bit different than getting it out to the writing world early.
Well, now, another big difference, of course, between a Broadway show and a record is you can't illegally download, at least not yet, a Broadway show. So in the digital age, have music producers of record labels become even more paranoid about keeping their stuff close to the vest?
Well, sort of. Like, I mean, it's interesting that you just played All of the Lights off Kanye's album, because what he was doing was sort of putting out officially done tracks every Friday this fall. He was calling it Good Fridays. And so he approved all this stuff. But at one point in late September, All of the Lights, an unfinished version, leaked, and he got super, super mad all on Twitter and was like, that's it, I'm suspending Good Fridays, I'm giving this music away for free, and you're still trying to hack into it.
Kanye West mad on Twitter. Who'd have thought they'd live to see the day?
Well, he caved, and he brought Good Fridays back, and then he eventually released a finished version of All of the Lights. So I think that as long as these labels and artists feel like they're managing the process and sort of controlling the conversation and making sure the actual content they want is what we get, then they're good with it.
Well, now, Kanye West's record, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, was officially not released until Monday, November 22nd. But by then, as you say, many of us had heard quite a number of tracks from this record. At that point, why even have an official release date?
I don't know. I mean, I think that we'll see, you know, today in his numbers, because that's how you sell an album now. You know, you get people really, really excited. You give them more than a taste. You know, you say, look at this, and you really involve them in the process. You know, he was getting feedback on these songs, on the Good Friday and the unofficial leaks on Twitter. He put out Runaway, but then when he played it at the MTV Awards, it sounded different. He dropped this sample on the top of it, and he got really good feedback on that, and then the new version is what ended up on the final album. So you feel like you were with him the whole time.
So as a Broadway producer might do with the audience during a run of previews, Kanye incorporated perhaps some suggestions from listeners who heard the early version of this song, Runaway. The final version is like 4 minutes longer with lots of additional stuff.
Pianos,
That's the new version, the version that appears on the number one album in the land by Kanye West, called My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. This version of Runaway, quite different from the one he was originally thinking of doing, which was 4 or 5 minutes. There's this big, long instrumental thing that's now been added to it. And we're talking with Franny Kelly, editor of the NPR blog, The Record, about early reviews, reviews before official release dates. The Kanye West album officially released November 22nd. Franny, are you familiar with what Stereogum, the website, does with some of their early reviews?
Yeah, I am.
What do you think of that? Because, you sort of alluded to this with the Kanye situation. There is a big difference between the authorized early leak and the unauthorized one.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's something that we're all sort of navigating, like, when is it appropriate to start talking about something? At NPR, you know, we've sort of waited to get the finished product, and that sort of affected, these days it affects when we run a review, because we don't get the official until like a week, maybe 2 weeks before. So in some ways, we're now, our publication schedule is controlled by when we can get music, legally get music from a label.
What about people who are not waiting? You know, there is a lot of, you know, get it first at the expense of getting it right out there in the blogosphere. It's like, I've heard this, I'm going to review it now, even if it's not going to be the version that you ultimately hear on the record.
I mean, I think that's up to a journalist to decide. And if what you're doing is giving a personal reaction to hearing something, I think that's what you do. I think that everybody is trying to sort of separate their reviews from the mass, that in some ways it's great that bloggers lead the mainstream coverage, but they're still doing things all at the same time. Something leaks. I think other ways to distinguish one review from another would be to do something really strong, like what Pitchfork did with their Kanye review, which is give it a 10.0, and now everybody's talking about the Pitchfork review just as much as they are about the Kanye album.
Well, simply because Pitchfork hadn't given a 10.0 review for 8 years.
Exactly.
So that's not something, you can't go to that well too often, otherwise it's no longer a story. What about, Franny, a final case study? Big Boy, who came to fame as half of the group Outkast.
Right. So he was having some label difficulties, I guess, about this time last year. Outkast is signed to RCA, and you know what he said in interviews is basically that RCA wanted an Outkast album and not a Big Boy album. So he was started leaking music that he'd already made, including a track with Andre 3000.
The other half of Outkast.
His former partner, exactly. And this sort of pushed RCA to let him out of his deal, and it enticed Def Jam to pick him up. And then I theorize that as he continued to leak albums, it pushed Def Jam to stick to a July 18th release date. So that can be getting hype on Twitter and on blogs and, you know, can get the attention of people at your label that may doubt you.
So in this case, Big Boy playing the game and playing it well, not only using those early online reviews to get the label to, you know, a label change in effect, but also to hold his new label to the official release date for the album called Sir Luscious Left Foot, The Son of Chico Dusty. That's some music from Big Boy in the background. Franny Kelly is with us on the line, editor of the NPR blog, The Record. Franny, nice talking to you.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Pink look like Rubia when the sun was shining. Known to keep a bad bitch, no niggas beside me. Index finger on the trigger case, niggas is clowning. Not to flex, but to protect my neck like the Wu-Tang. Still to come, the Microscopic Septet pays tribute to jazz great Thelonious Monk by playing some of his music live in the Soundcheck studio. Back to reality. Gonna get on some